USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Landmark ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court today on how states are allowed to spend COVID relief funding. Justices have ruled there are limits. A state cannot spend its cut from the American Rescue Plan any way it wants. Some drugs getting harder and harder to find in the U.S. One top expert laments policy, which may have contributed to the problem.
It was short-sighted of the USA's big drug companies to move production offshore, according to Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel.
We should never be letting our chief global rival, China, produce most of our medicines.
He says the solution is to go back to where most of our drugs used to come from. Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico produced most of the USA's drugs until a tax break ended in 2006 when companies turned to China and India. I'm Richard Johnson.
There is a $10,000 reward now for information leading to the arrest and conviction of any suspects for a shooting that left six people dead. This in California, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms and the Tulare County Sheriff's Department offering the reward. Sheriff Mike Boudreaux.
Detectives are still canvassing the area, looking for surveillance videos, asking for the public's help.
The killings have been described as, quote, cartel style. Four people are dead after a small plane crash in Texas. The Department of Public Safety says one passenger who survived was rushed to a hospital in Victoria. Wreckage could be seen spread out across a pasture. The defending NBA champs make a trip to Washington, D.C. Tuesday.
President Biden welcomed the 2022 NBA champion Golden State Warriors to the White House.
You showed what you're all about. Heart and hustle.
The president commending the team on their achievements, but it wasn't all celebration. Warriors head coach Steve Kerr took part in a roundtable discussion on gun violence with senior White House advisors. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
It will be a cross-country trip aboard Air Force One to soak in the devastation left behind by atmospheric river rains out west.
President Biden will travel to California's Central Coast Thursday to visit areas that have been getting much-needed rains from years of drought, maybe too much rain. The White House said in a statement Monday that the president would visit with first responders, state and local officials, survey recovery efforts, and assess what additional federal support is needed. I'm Lance Pry.
The storms have killed at least 20 people. The man accused of killing 23 people in a mass shooting at an El Paso, Texas Walmart in 2019 will not face the death penalty in his federal trial. The U.S. Attorney's Office of the Western District of Texas says they will not seek to execute Patrick Crucius, who faces charges including 22 counts of hate crime resulting in death. The federal trial is scheduled to begin January 8th next year. Newer polling suggests former President Trump might get trounced by upstart Republican political star and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. During an appearance on the conservative talk podcast The Water Cooler, Trump pushed back, saying it would be a, quote, bad move for DeSantis to challenge him.
I got him elected, pure and simple. He would have never, if I said I wasn't going to endorse you, and I was, well, you know, there was no reason to go.
Trump, under intense legal pressure and scrutiny, announced a White House run shortly after the November midterm elections. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.